Ken, your business card must be huge because that's a lot of info.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Well, tell me, what does the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation do?
Well, we are the financial service regulator for the state of Michigan. So we regulate the insurance industry. We regulate the banking industry, consumer finance, credit unions, and securities at the state level.
I wanted to talk with you about the Ingham judge who halted the Blue Cross rate hikes. We wanted to clear that up and really have you talk about what that means.
Well, let me just give you a quick summary in a nutshell. Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is Michigan's largest not-for-profit provider of healthcare services, came to our agency a year ago or so, maybe a year and a half ago, and asked whether or not they should be providing below market or subsidized Medigap policies to people who live outside the state of Michigan. Also, should they be providing discounted or subsidized rates to those who have access to employer-based coverage, so they can get coverage through their work or through their former employer. After examining the issue, I issued an order in June of this year saying, no, you should not be providing subsidized coverage. You got to provide coverage if they ask for it, but you shouldn't be providing subsidized coverage because Blue Cross was set up for the benefit as a nonprofit association for the benefit of Michigan residents. And therefore, I ordered Blue Cross to make a rate filing in conformity with the order that I issued. They did do that, and that was deemed complete. And then there was a preliminary injunction that was filed by the Attorney General, and that was successful at the circuit court level recently. And that's the final kind of particulars are being worked out, but that's also subject to appeal.
Well, you were telling me that as much as it could appear that the Blues were trying to gouge, if you will, it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Well, you know, the fact is that when Blue Cross was set up, and if you look in PA 350, which is the law that governs its operation, it says essentially that 1% of its earned subscription income, which is 1% of the business that it writes, needs to be provided for or set aside or made available to seniors who want to buy Medicap coverage. So 1% of its earned subscription income, which this year would amount to about $186 million. And I ordered them to set aside that 1%. And that $186 million is then used to reduce the cost of Medigap coverage for about 200,000 Michigan seniors. Now, what Blue Cross looked at in looking at their book of business is they had somewhere in the area of 8,000 to 9,000 people who were not Michigan residents. Maybe they were at some point, but they've moved to Florida or Arizona or wherever, and they were still getting the benefit of this subsidy. So they asked the question, should we keep giving them the benefit of this subsidy, or should that benefit just be for Michigan residents, because that's what Blue Cross was set up to provide affordable coverage for. And after examining the public policy basis for the subsidy itself and previous orders, I did order them to only make the subsidy available to Michigan residents. That would essentially result in non-Michigan residents paying the full freight, and the balance would go to make it more affordable for Michigan residents. So the remaining seniors who are Michigan residents would get a lower cost in the end of the day.
There are many lawsuits floating out there. One is from TheraMatrix. We had the owners of that company on the program. They accuse the Blues of trying to squeeze them out of their business. There are also several other lawsuits accusing the Blues of pocketing millions in hidden fees. How will your office at the OFIR be involved in those lawsuits?
We're not involved in those lawsuits. Those lawsuits are lawsuits between Blue Cross and their customers. and they're the people that they do business with, providers. So that's not my aisle. What I'm interested in and required to do under Michigan law is to make sure that Blue Cross is following the law as it relates to, in this case, the provision of limited dollars available to subsidize the Medigap coverage. So those other issues will be worked out in court between either the employers or the vendors that they deal with, and they'll be subject to appeal as necessary.
When you see those cases come forward, does that make you wonder if anything else might be happening?
Well, what we do is we make sure we're understanding and we're on top of Blue Cross's activities out in the marketplace to make sure that what they're doing is in conformance with Michigan law. And in some of those cases, I'm not going to comment on any of those specifically because we're not a litigant in the parties in the cases, but in some of those cases, you'll find that it's questions over disclosures and whether or not they provided proper disclosures or full disclosures. And those things are matters of contract between the employer and the carrier, and in some cases between the provider and the carrier. And this is those types of issues are particularly well-suited to a judge looking at those things because the judge can explore all the different angles in the context of litigation, which is why they're being brought before a court of law.
Are there any other cases that you're looking at that involve the Blues?
Well, as their primary functional regulator, we are involved in a variety of inquiries at all different times. I mean, we're constantly monitoring their financial and condition and pretty much a variety of different aspects of their operation. So, yes, at any given time, we're looking at a variety of things, and that's totally normal and not at all unusual.
And before we let you go, Ken, anything new and newsy happening with the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation?
Well, we're just we're at the tip of state-based implementation of national health care reform and implementation of the Dodd-Frank Act and Financial Reform Act that just passed in Congress. So we've got two big new federal projects that we're working our way through, and that'll keep us busy for the foreseeable future.
Have you had any contact with the Rick Snyder folks, and what do you anticipate your role to be once we get into the new year?
Well, my job is to make sure that for the next couple of months we do as smooth and transparent a transition as we can so that the incoming administration has every piece of information it needs to make sure the transition goes smoothly and without a hitch.
Are you going to remain in your capacity?
That's unclear at this point. I've got a term of office that runs until February 2012. I was confirmed by the Senate in February of 2008. And so that's what I know at this point.
All right, Ken, thanks so much. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you very much.